Welcome to the Awakening Wave Show. Today, we will dive deep into the currents of consciousness, exploring the mysteries of the mind, the universe, and everything in between. I'm your host, Robin Lee, and today we are going to embark on a journey to connect to ourselves, to each other, and to the infinite possibilities that ripple through the fabric of existence. What does it mean to be truly awake? Is it a spark of insight that shifts your perspective? A moment of clarity that cuts through the noise and the chaos? Or perhaps it's the quiet hum of awareness that ties us all together, pulsing between the surface of our everyday lives. So here on the Awakening Wave Show, we're not just chasing answers. We're riding the waves of curiosity. We're asking the big questions and embracing the unknown. New experiences every day, moment by moment, and the excitement of what the experience is teaching us. So today, we will explore how consciousness shapes our reality, from the science of the mind to the mysteries of the heart and soul. So tune in, open your hearts, and let's connect to the boundless energy of awakening. This is the Awakening Wave Show, so let's make waves together. And today's title is going to be Connecting to Consciousness While Integrating the Four Subsets of Omnipresence. But before we get started, I would like to touch on a few agenda points. First and foremost, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank all the incredible subscribers of the Awakening Wave Show. I'm actually coming up on my 1-year anniversary. Can you believe it? Oh my, next month. So, for your unwavering support and love, your subscriptions and generous donations mean the world. They fuel my highest excitement to inspire and uplift. I'm deeply grateful for each and every one of you. Your knowing in my work keeps the awakening wave growing. Hey, that rhymes. Knowing and growing. Good connection right there. Okay. For any guest submissions, I've been getting quite a few of them lately, and I truly appreciate your interest in the show. But are you ready to share your story and inspire my audience? Subscribing to my show is your first step to securing a spot as a guest. By becoming a subscriber, you gain exclusive access to our vibrant community, and we have a great one. Your subscription directly supports the creation of impact content and ensures we can continue bringing unique voices like yours to the forefront. So don't wait, subscribe today, and let's start this journey together. Looking forward to bringing anyone that wants to share their experiences, their voices, the subscriptions, or not subscriptions, but submissions. I truly, truly appreciate. But please, please make sure you are in line with this show and what we discuss here. And I'm open to other topics other than, you know, this beautiful great awakening that we're in. But please keep them coming, and we appreciate all of you. All right, so second, thank you, Nano Ojas, for creating such a remarkable product like the Everyday Wellness Spray, the Skin Spray, my favorite, and the All Seasons Nasal Support Spray. Your innovative use of metadicol and nanotechnology has truly made a difference in supporting my immune health. I appreciate it. I appreciate the product. The soothing skin irritations and promoting sinus clearing, which the soothing of the skin irritation comes with the skin spray. I really like that stuff. I mostly use it for my spray. So I am grateful for the natural plant-based formulas that are free of fillers and additives, making them safe and effective for daily use. The fast-acting relief and cellular level of benefits have exceeded my expectations, and I truly appreciate your commitment to the holistic wellness and empowering health through nature and science, and also for sponsoring the Awakening Wave show. Truly appreciate all that you do. So for anyone interested in checking out this product, I talk about it every other week on my show. You can go to www.nanoojus.net and order any of the products and receive a 15% off your order by using the Awakening Wave 63 code. And that's not just on one order, that's on all the orders. So check it out. Go check out the website. There's a Learn tab where you can read about the scientific information regarding the product. And they also have live testimonials of success stories. So check it out, www.nanoojus.net, and get 15% off your order using the Awakening Wave 63 code. So third agenda point, Path to the Heart class with Lucia Nicola Evans and Margie Barbier. We are coming up on our last class, which is tomorrow night. I can't believe it. Week 7, take me to heaven. Woo-hoo! Anyway, it is a 7-week online class led by Lucia Nicola Evans and Margie Barbier. It has been created to help both men and women. That's right, men and women. To live authentically from their heart. As we said in the last show, when I interviewed the Irishman, also known as Shane, who is also my partner in the PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show. Love you, Shane. Thank you so much. He is actually the very first man to join the online class, and he's brought much beautiful, insightful information from a masculine viewpoint. So thank you, Shane. Hopefully, in the future, we will see more men attending and opening up the path of their hearts. Come on down, guys. Don't be shy. Lucia and Margie share their knowledge with unique ways to overcome fears of vulnerability. They build trust and connect deeply with one's true feelings through this class, anyway. Through guided exploration, we learn to release old wounds, embrace self-love, set sacred boundaries, and foster heartfelt communication, creating a safe space to awaken the heart's wisdom and cultivate authentic relationships. It's just absolutely beautiful. So you can go to Lucia or www.lucianicolaevans.com. They have several online classes. I don't know when her next one is coming up. I haven't been to the website in a little bit. They also have retreats and one-on-one sessions available. Please feel free to check out her website again, www.lucianicolaevans.com. Now, I've been on a couple of the retreats. They're absolutely amazing. Can't wait for the next one. Costa Rica was my favorite spot. It's actually the only two I've been on. I love that country. It's just amazing. So you know, if they have another one, I will be going. There's no question about it. But yeah, the class has been absolutely great. I've taken several of her other classes, and Lucia and Margie have been part of my journey for quite some time, and I love them so much, and I'm so glad they are in my circle of close family. So lots of love to you, ladies. You're beautiful. Okay, last agenda point. Update on the David Strait seminar that I shared during my last show, 2024, and that was the Claremore, Oklahoma seminar, part one, day one. All right. And in it, I talked about the, what is it, the Express Trust, I think it was on the last show. In the second hour, I know I'm really procrastinating on getting through day one. This was in the second hour, and it's all about the affidavit of repudiation. Okay. And if you don't know what that is, I'm about to tell you. It is AOR, affidavit of repudiation, process to become an American state national. All right. Now, I'm sharing this on my show because I did start the talk track when we did the last show, but I will be also sharing a lot of this information on the other show. Again, that is PRQ Homesteading Expanded, and that is 12 noon every other Saturday at and that's Central Time, and that will be on bbsradio.com, and that is Station 1. Okay, so tune in, you guys. Got lots of good stuff we're going to bring into the table. So anyway, back to the AR, back to the Awakening Wave Show. Prepare the AOR is the first step. Obtain and customize an AOR template, ensuring it reflects your intent to renounce federal citizenship status. Okay, so I'm going to assume that that is a form. Now, this is just the notes that I took off of the seminar. So if you want to know more, check out the seminar. Step two, get it notarized. Have four copies of the AOR notarized. Sounds like something familiar for me. I did that with the homestead. Number three, mail to Secretary of State. Send one notarized copy via USPS registered mail to the US Secretary of State and optionally your state Secretary of State with a return receipt. That's optionally. All right. Number four, wait for the default. Wait 21 to 22 business days for a response. No rebuttable. No rebuttal means the affidavit is considered unrebuttaled. So that means they're processing. That's what I get from that. Anyway, that's really interesting. That's the same amount of days it took me to get my patent for my homestead. Interesting. Let's see. Number five, you have the Freedom Bundle. And that is to prepare and notarize additional documents such as deed of reconveyance, declaration of status after the default period, okay, which is the 21 to 22 business days. All right, so that is something you can do. It's optional to do the extra paperwork. Number six, record publicly, mail the AOR to the Freedom Bundle and the Freedom Bundle, excuse me, if you use it. To the county recorder's office to public record. Same situation with my homestead. Wow, these governments are pretty much a lot alike in regard to processes. All right, number seven, last but not least, this is optional. Passport. Apply for a U.S. passport as a state national using Form DS-11, presenting the AOR as a passport office, citing USC Title 8, Section 1. 101A 21 or 23. And I think that's, yeah. So at the bottom, there is a note. This process is controversial, not universally recognized, and may not legally alter federal obligations. Now, I don't know when this was written, but we know some of that stuff. Like the process is controversial. Well, yeah, it can be. But it is getting more and more universally recognized, that's for sure. Thanks to David Strait. Thank you, David. Taking a little sip of my tea there. And then it goes on to say to consult legal professional before proceeding. That's your choice. Most of the information that we need to know, we can find on our own. I don't see any reason to bring in the Black Law Book in regard to that. Anyway. So, moving on. A couple shows ago, I talked with one show ago, I take that back. I talked with Shane Pop. He was my guest. Also, my new partner at the PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show. Boy, I sound like, what's that guy's name? Oh, I can't think of his name. He does his ads all through his show. The Rodriguez is his last name. I can't think of his first name right now. Anyway. How about that show, by the way, today? Wasn't that great? I'm so excited about our new experiences and my new experiences with Shane on this journey. So really excited. That was a great show. First show. Not bad. Anyway, back to my point. Don't mean to get off track. We talked a little bit about omnipresence during my last show, Shane and I did. And therefore, I would like to talk a little bit more about the other words affiliated, the subsets of omnipresent, okay? Because I had something reached out to me. I don't know what it was. It was something that I saw or read, It made me aware of it, and I just wanted to dive deeper into it. So here I am. So, where we dive into the big ideas that spark curiosity and wonder, I am tackling some of the heavy-hitting concepts that have fascinated, some may say, philosophers, theologians, Jordan Maxwell, maybe, and curious minds for centuries. Possibly my curious mind. That's probably why I'm talking about it. So, omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotence, and immanence. These terms often come up when we talk about the nature of divinity, the universe, or even the limits of human understanding. They sound lofty, maybe a little bit intimidating. Well, they're intimidating because we don't know. We really don't know what they mean, and that's why I'm touching on this because I want to know. But don't worry, you guys. I'm going to break it down in a way that's clear and relatable and maybe even a little fun. You know me, I like to have fun. So grab some coffee, settle in, or soda, well, not soda pop. Try not to drink soda pop. Stuff's not good for you. Whatever your favorite beverages, settle in and let's unpack these one by one. So here we go. Gonna get another sip of my tea. I'm drinking nettle tea, by the way. It's our friend's favorite. So first up, omnipresence, which we spoke about on my last show with Shane. Picture this. You're standing in a vast forest and you feel like something. Some presence is everywhere around you, not just in one tree or one clearing, but in every leaf, every breeze, every corner of the world. That's the essence of omnipresence. Doesn't that sound beautiful, you guys? I love that. It means being present everywhere, at all, once, without limits of space or distance. In theological terms, it's often used to describe a divine being like God, or some of us say source, in many different traditions, who exists in every place simultaneously. So we've heard this a couple times on the Inspiration PRQ Inspiration show, and I'll touch base on a little incident that entered into my world this past week. Not just watching from a distance, but fully present in every moment, every molecule. You could also imagine a radio signal that reaches every corner of the universe without ever fading. That's omnipresence. It's about boundless presence, no matter where you are. So everywhere at once. The past, the present, the future, the here and now are all at once. Okay, so keep that in the back of your computer mind. Okay, so we're going to shift gears a little bit and we're going to go into omniscience. This one's about knowledge. Total knowledge, infinite knowledge. If omnipresence is being everywhere, omniscience is knowing everything. Every thought, every event, every possibility, past, present, and future. Imagine having a supercomputer in your brain that not only stores every fact in existence, but also understands every outcome of every choice before it's even made. In religious contexts, omniscience is often attributed to a divine mind. That knows the number of stars in the sky, the secrets in your heart, and even when you're going to have breakfast, say maybe next Tuesday. It's knowledge without limits, no blind spots, no mysteries left unsolved. All right, so let's take a pause here. I had an omnipresence incident happen to me this past week. Driving to work, my optometrist called and said my glasses were ready. And I thought, oh, I'll just go pick them up after work. They're open till 7. And then I went, no, I don't want to do that because I'm tired at the end of the day. I want to go home and be in my quiet space. So I see the highway. I take a quick tour, detour, and I just go off my normal path of what I normally do. Ah, omnipresence, right? What's going to happen? I say to myself as I'm driving, what's going to happen? Where's this going to lead me to? What awareness is going to come my way? So I started listening to the new theme song for our Homestead show, and I was just bopping to it. I loved it. I went through several songs and found this, and I was having a conversation with the Q-ster, and I was like, I know you love this song. I know you love this song. And I was just so excited. Like, I really was excited. And so I'm driving, the song gets over, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, in comes the Q-ster theme song for all of his shows. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what the heck? Where did that come from? Did I download that and save it into my Spotify? Because I was listening on my Spotify to the new theme song. So that was just weird. So I'm driving and I'm waiting for it to come on, and it turns out to be one of his inspiration shows with Aloha and Sunshine. And they're talking about omnipresence. Go figure, right? And Aloha had such a beautiful way of explaining it and asking the questions from our friend. And so I got an opportunity to hear another perspective of omnipresence. And then when that was done, Aloha started talking about this mountain that she came across and she wanted to mark it. All right. And she started talking the pee. You know, when you pee on a spot and it's, you know, you're marking your territory. And I had a conversation with her earlier about how she was telling me how when you drink your pee, it can heal you. And I'm like, I'm not drinking my pee. No way. So, all right, you guys, are you ready? I did. I did. I drank my pee. Okay. One time, one time. I don't think I'll do it again because I did hear from another person's perspective that it really doesn't do anything for you. And I was actually dealing with a body rash of some sort, and it was driving me bonkers. And Aloha was so kind enough to say, do this. This will heal you. And I did. But anyway, long story short, the audio didn't stopped at 18 minutes, so I couldn't hear the rest of what the P can be used for. So if anybody remembers that show, email me and let me know which one it is, because I need to know the answer to that before I drink my pee again, right? Anyhow, so I just wanted to share that with you with the omnipresence. So I was playing the song that I was most excited about, and I know Q was listening. He was sitting right there with me listening to it, and his way of telling me that he was listening is his song coming on right after it. So that was my experience, and it was beautiful. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Okay, the next one, the next subset is omnipotence. Okay, this is a big one. This is your unlimited power. So before we go on, so we have omnipresence, being everywhere at all times, and then we have omniscience, knowing everything that there is to know. And so now we have omnipotence, unlimited power. Omnipotence means having the ability to do absolutely anything, create a universe, move mountains, rewrite the laws of physics, and maybe maritime law. Thought I'd throw that in there. Or even make a square circle if that's what you wanted. It's power without boundaries, no impossible. In the vocabulary, kind of like the word can't in my vocabulary. Okay. I don't like that word. And when I hear somebody say it, I say, get rid of that word. It doesn't exist. So, in many spiritual traditions, omnipotence is the hallmark of a divine creator who can shape reality without thought. But here's a fun twist. Philosophers love to debate omnipotence with paradoxes like, can an opponent being created, being, wait, can an omnipotent being create a rock so heavy they can lift it? All right. Let's think about that one. Let's process it. Now, there's been moments when emergencies have happened. For instance, like, say, take a guy that's very, very thin and goes into the gym and can hardly lift any weights, but gives it the old college try. And then all of a sudden something happens and there's an accident and he wants to get to the person and help them. And all of a sudden out of the blue, he lifts the car and pulls, they pull the person out. Okay. That is omnipotence, the power, unlimited power that we have, okay, that we don't utilize because we don't believe we have it. But I'm learning, no, I know that I have it. And it's becoming more and more, I'm becoming more and more aware of it. So that's the brain teaser, okay? All right, so get an answer back to me if you want. Call in to the other show if you want to. We won't solve it today, but it shows how omnipotence pushes us to think and feel about the nature of infinite power. All right, so you guys have the power. We all have the power. We have the power to create anything we want, do anything we want, go anywhere we want. It's there. That's how powerful we are. So I like that one. Omnipotence, power, unlimited power. Okay, and so on. Finally, we're going to get into immanence. This one's a bit different, and it's beautiful in its own way. Immanence is about being deeply woven into the fabric of the world, not just present in it, but intimately connected to it. And my vision of this is being out in nature and just connecting with everything, the birds, the grass, the wind, everything, the chimes that are blowing, like you're hearing it all, you're connecting with it. So if omnipresence is about being everywhere, immanence is about being within everything, part of its very essence. So you could, for example, think of it this way. Water is part of a sponge. It's not just sitting there. It's soaked into every fiber. But in theology terms, immanence describes a divine presence that's not distant or detached, but actively dwells within creation, sustaining it, flowing through it. Some traditions contrast this with transcendence, where the divine is beyond the world. But immanence is about closeness, about a sacred spark in the here and the now. Can you guys relate to that? I can so relate to that. Just reading it right now, I feel it. I feel being connected with everything, everything. And we're getting to the point now where we're starting to feel each other. We're starting to, my friend Shane, we do it all the time. And he's helping me become more and more aware of it. And I'm sure a lot of you out there are going through the same thing. And again, if you are having experiences like that, please feel free to call in or email to this show. And you can also call into the other show. That's going to be our call-in show. So feel free to come in and talk with anything that you have questions in regard to homesteading, our freedom, sovereignty. That's what it is. It's homesteading expanded. It's all of it. All right. So let's pull all this together. You have omnipresence, which is about being everywhere, spanning all space. You have omniscience, is knowing everything, every fact, every future. Okay. And then omnipotence is doing anything, unlimited power to shape reality. Do what you want, go where you want, be what you want, create what you want, everything. And then immanence is being in everything woven into the heart of existence itself. These ideas often overlap in discussions of divinity, but they each highlight a different facet of what it means to be infinite. Keep that in your heart there, folks. Whether you're religious, spiritual, or philosophically curious, or just curious. That would be me. These concepts that I'm sharing with you today, they're inviting you to wrestle with the big question. What does it mean to be limitless? How do we connect to something bigger than ourselves? Okay, now when they say bigger, I don't mean outside of yourself. Like for bigger, opening up your heart and your mind to the possibilities that some of the things that we have been used to on a daily basis are not real. And there's way more stuff out there, way bigger than what we could ever imagine. That freaking excites the shit out of me. That's cool. Is it going to be a little bit, different and maybe scary, but do we live in fear anymore? Because we know. We know we don't have to live in fear because we know. Omniscience, knowing everything. And we're learning it all, you guys. Seriously. So before we wrap it up on this topic, let's make a real for a second. Let's make it real for a second. Sorry, I paused there for a minute. You don't need to believe in a deity or somebody higher than you or greater than you to see these ideas at work. Think about the internet, kind of omnipresent, right? It's everywhere. Everywhere you go with a signal. And that's true, it is everywhere. And then there's artificial intelligence with its vast data processing. Maybe a hint of omniscience? Well, sure, because the processing, data processing is pretty much knowing everything. And then human creativity, pushing the boundaries of what's possible. Could that be our spark of omnipotence? Well, heck yeah, 100%. That's what I'm getting from it. And then eminence might be that feeling when you're out in nature and you sense the world humming with life. Like you're part of something vast and interconnected. And we all do when we go out into nature. That's why we go out into nature, so we can feel that. So you guys, please, feel this out, write these words down, and I would get to know what they mean. Omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotence, and immanence. So omnipresence is being everywhere. Omniscience is knowing everything. Omnipotence is your power, and immanence is connecting with everything. We are one. Where we go one, we go all. They aren't just abstract terms. They're invitations to wonder about our place in the cosmos. So what do you feel? Do you have an experience about feeling connected to something bigger? And if you don't, just ponder the feeling. There is a possibility, especially to those that aren't sure. So if anyone out there is listening, please share by emailing me at the Awakening Wave CR. No, awakeningwavecr@gmail.com with any questions or just share your experience. I would love to share them on the radio if you would like, because this is not a call-in show. But again, the PRQ Homestead expanded on every other Saturday, which will be the same Saturday that this show airs at 12 p.m. Central. Okay, join us. Okay, so what is consciousness and how do we connect with it? All right. For me, it's about tuning into my inner experience and being in the present moment. That's how I connect to it and becoming aware. I talked about programming a few shows ago. If you guys remember, it was titled Fuck the Programming. It was before the last one. I feel that the programs of this reality matrix are layers. And I talked about that. So when you get done with one, you feel that you are cleared and cleaned. And then before you know, you find yourself in another layered program with more clearings to do. And maybe you've done some of the creationlightship.com. Or one-on-ones with your favorite healers. I've done several one-on-ones with, I've done Antonio, I've done Saskia. I don't think I've done Lucia. I've done group scenarios with Lucia, but they've all been great. Every time you connect with someone like you or that is awake to this time that we're in, it's always good to share and learn. I feel that wholeheartedly. So I know personally that I have been focused on clearing and cleaning all densities that do not serve me. And they let me tell you, and let me tell you, sorry, and let me tell you, it's ongoing. There's layer after layer after layer after layer. Now, can we do commands? Sure we can, because we are that powerful. We can clear them ourselves all day long. Do you want to do it faster? Who knows how much layers you have? Creationlightship.com. I recommend it. I've done many clearings, many, many. I have books with the clearings in them because I had to write them down. So I share this because when you feel that you have worked through all these programs, you will find more no matter how many you clear. More may surface. And some of you guys refer to this as triggers or, happenings or mind energy or decision making. There's just so many different things that are going to come up. And we're in a time right now where the shift is happening. Things are changing. We're getting higher frequencies are hitting the earth, and the veil is slowly being removed, you guys. We're going to start experiencing ups and downs, extreme excitement, creativity. There's so much that is coming. So be ready. Make sure that you are ready. Be in your here and now, your consciousness and your awareness. Okay, so this in return keeps us in the mindset that we have not finished clearing all the levels needed in order to ascend, all our programming, all the clearings. So we're so busy working on this, that, and the other thing that it can be distracting. It takes us away from going within. For example, religion gives these minds different names in order to have control over their followers. Now, I'm not going to go get into any of that today. That's a very large topic and it can get deep, but that's just an example. So, the brain, as well as we all know, is a computer. David Icke talks about that in his book, The Dream. There was a video about David Icke over a week ago on ForThePeople.space, which was interesting because I actually was wanting to listen to his audiobook the day before the video came out. His audio before the video came out the day before. Now, this is omnipresence to me. It was a message that came to me through the audio that I was listening to, and I remember the words, awareness and consciousness is your power. So I want to stop on that moment and just kind of share another omnipresence that happened to me. And my good friend Shane, I was telling him about the dream and, what I wanted to read the book, and not read it, but listen to the audio. And I was headed to the beach that day and I figured, well, that'd be a good time to listen to it, no distractions, just in peace. And I started listening to chapter two and it was all about, AI and the computer brain, and he went into deep detail about the time that we're in and the holographic world that we live in. And he did touch base on the children, and he talked about 8.1 million children, what they went through. I won't get into details on that here right now, but it struck a chord with me, and I started getting angry. I didn't know it was that big of a number, and I started getting these feelings of, visuals of the things that my, and I got angry. I really got angry. So I'm looking around. There's no people on the beach. Nobody. There's this bird in front of me, like 5 feet maybe. And it's looking at me. I said, what are you looking at? You're damn right I'm pissed. I'm freaking pissed right now. And I know that's you, Q. 8.1 million children? Really? Yeah. And then I put my head down and I reached for my towel and I picked it up and I looked. And there was no bird there. It was gone. I looked up in the sky. There was nothing in the sky. I looked to the right, to the left. I'm like, where the fuck did the bird go? And then I thought to myself, all of a sudden, I got this moment of clarity that why am I feeling this way? What is this about? So I proceed to pack up my things, get in the car, I go home. Go into my house, unload everything, and I start giggling out of the blue. And I'm like, what? And I realized that in that audio, he said that it's a holographic world and it's not real. And I started laughing at myself and I went, it's not real. You got all upset over nothing. So now I know why my good buddy said, don't listen to it. Okay, so perfect example of dropping from one frequency into a lower. Okay, all because of something that I listened to. But this is where we become experts, you don't let it get into your mind or cause any kind of chaos or mind energy, because that's what it did. But the beautiful part was, is I became aware of what took place. And that's when I really got happy, because I learned something that day. Omnipresence, more of it. Okay, so didn't mean to get off topic there, but I wanted to share that with you. That was just very, very interesting that what happened to me. So here's another example. So let's say from the time you are born, you are told, okay, from your parents, from people around you, that you're getting older, or it's your birthday, grandma and grandpa are getting old. You see pictures of relatives, and one might say, wow, they sure are getting older. And so we start to accept the fact that when we get old, okay, we start getting this program that as we get older, the body starts to, and this you're going to know from people, because I see it happen in my gym all the time. Oh, I got to have surgery here. I got this, I got that, blah, blah, blah. And because I'm getting old, because of, and see, that's programming. I sit there and witness programming all day long. And so the mind becomes set on a belief program, all right, that when we start to get old, the body starts to break down. This is the mind connecting to the body. Your eyesight, you start losing your eyesight, your muscles start weakening, and much, much more. So this becomes our mindset, our program. And so who's creating this? All right, so the brain, which relays the information to the body and to all your cells, you are taking that information that you were programmed with, and it's going from your brain into your body. I guess they would call that the central processing unit on a computer. I'm not quite sure. So next thing you know, you are creating all of this aging. You're creating your own aging, because that's the programming. Not only that, all of your DNA holds this information from past ancestors, reason why we become ill with inherited family so-called diseases. All right. Now, I will say, I think they're important, but I do now know that where I'm at in life or in this journey, that I am powerful enough to clear myself. And it's all about going within, because I am 100% solid in my knowing of that. So stay conscious of your ego mind is next. Pay attention to the moments when you feel defensive or competitive or overly active, attached to an identity. For instance, your job, your status, or others' opinions. I pause, I breathe, and ask, is this my true self, or is it a programmed reaction? By staying present and challenging those automatic thoughts, I can see the ego for what it is, a limiting story, and I choose to act from a place of inner calm. Okay, so that's where we're going with that. Okay, so to be aware of the ego mind, observe your thoughts without judgment, noticing when fear, pride, or the need to validate arises. These are signs of the ego at work. Practice mindfulness to separate your true self, pure boundless consciousness, from the ego's narratives by questioning beliefs tied to status, control, or external approval. You weaken the ego's hold, fostering clarity and freedom to live authentically, to be your authentic self. Okay, awareness. Your power is your awareness and your consciousness. Remove that. Not remove that, but know that. That is your power. So, an example of that would be if you go into the workplace, and for me, I had an incident happen not too long ago with an employee. And I lost my temper with him. I literally lost it. And I could feel the emotions coming up. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And when it all happened, when it was all over with, I did go back out and have a chat with him and try to make peace in regard to the topic. And then regretted it the next day, because he just turned around and did the same old shit. But the fact of the matter is that I was aware that I let this trigger me. And I beat myself up for a little while. How could I drop from this frequency to that frequency just like that? That's just not right. How did I do that? And so I go, all right, I guess you're not where it's supposed to be. But no. This is what happens. We drop off. It's like a dip. Like you're up one day, you're down up. It's a roller coaster. This is going to keep happening. But look at it as growth. Look at it as awareness of your consciousness. And don't beat yourself up. That's the worst thing you can do. Love yourself. Put your arms around yourself. Look in the mirror every day and say, Robin, I love you. You're a little bit out there sometimes, and you're definitely reckless at moments, but all in all, I love you and I'm glad you're with me. Just things like that. Connect with your spirit. Look into your eyes. See the true you. I do it all the time. There was a time when I couldn't do that, but I can now. And I really, really love what I see. And that's all a part of loving the spirit within. So, in closing, awareness and consciousness are your ultimate power because they enable you to see through the illusions of the ego mind and the programmed beliefs that trap you in a controlled, fear-based reality. Is it reality? You decide. Or is it just a holographic world? By cultivating mindful awareness, you recognize the ego's limiting narratives, fear, attachment, or societal conditioning, and choose to align with your true self, a boundless conscious free from these constraints, consciousness, and awareness. The clarity empowers you to question false beliefs, break free from the matrix like systems, and reclaim your inherent freedom, both in life and the beyond, the cosmos. Consciousness, when fully embraced, becomes the key to transcending limitations and living authentically with purpose and inner strength. Now, that is just beautiful. And what is that word? Transcending. That's another word that's part of the subsets. There's two other words. I didn't share those today, but maybe down the road we'll add those in. So as we draw to this episode of the Awakening Wave to close, let's take a moment to reflect on the thread that weaves through all we've explored today. I've taught you about the four subsets, omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotence, and immanence. They all go together. We are here, everywhere, all at once. We know everything within. We are powerful beyond imagination. And we are connected. Where we go one, we go all. And that is from my heart, everyone. So, reflecting on that, the profound connection to consciousness, it's a spark within each of us, a quiet whisper that grows louder when we pause to listen, whether through meditation, self-reflection, or simply being present in the moment. Connecting to consciousness is about tuning into the infinite potential that resides within you and the universe around you. So be the creator of your universe. As you move forward this week, carry this awareness with you. Let it guide your thoughts, your actions, and your interactions. The wave of awakening is not just out there. It's within you, rippling outward with every conscious choice you make. So, thank you, all of you, so much for joining us on this journey. Until next time. Oh, but before we go, don't forget to tune in to the PRQ Homesteading Expanded in 2 weeks, September 6th, with Shane Pop and myself, my partner. And thank you all, BBS Radio, all the listeners. Stay curious, stay hoping, and keep riding the wave of awakening. Have a beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous, conscious, and awareness Saturday. I love you all.